This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I just heard on the USA News feed there during the break that Halloween candy is going up by 13% because of inflation this holiday Halloween season. 13%, that's positively ghoulish. It's just ghoulish. Look what Bidenomics is doing. It's making it even harder to celebrate Halloween and have the kids have a great time. And you're going to spend more on Halloween candy, folks. Thank you, Bidenomics. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, of course, don't call the 877-969-8600 number because we have a brand new number for this program, 949-822-7959. If you want to send us a direct message during the show, you can do that as well. Head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll see that, and we'll be able to comment on it during the broadcast. Getting a lot of great messages, by the way, and sometimes, actually, even when the program's not on. We're getting people heading over to the website there. I appreciate it, and I do get all your messages. And I appreciate many of your feelings on all of them, and we are doing our best to get back to you on that. So I will let you know more here as we go through, but thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for the positivity. We are glad that you're there, and we have so much to talk about. So whatever you're doing in the overnights this morning, all across America, thanks for being with us here on the program this morning. And one of the other things we're thankful for is that we get a chance right now to talk to our good friend, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Great to be with you this morning, as always.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. You know, there is so much going on, I don't even know where to start. But I have been waiting almost all day to ask you about this. John Kirby, the NSC spokesperson, talked about the idea that Iran is, by proxy, stepping up these drone and rocket attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East.
Well, Kyle, my reaction to that is, oh, really? Is this news to the world? Is this news to America? I don't think so. That's incredible. One, we could have expected it, but that's always been the case. It's been the case for a long, long time. It's amazing. I find that the revelation that it took the horrific terrorist attack by Hamas into Israel and the butchering and murdering of innocents to bring to light stuff that should have been readily apparent to everybody. And it's just some of the back and forth. It's strange that would come out like a revelation, but it's to be expected. Unlike some of the folks, you got to be careful about, you know, when the administration, if they put out this and the Department of Defense, our chief of staff has put out this about, oh, we're afraid of, World War III and all that. This is not the kind of consistent messaging that we need to have given the circumstances. Yet we know that there are great things at stake. We know that it could potentially get much more horrendously worse, particularly with Iran, which should come as no surprise. And I don't think it came as a surprise to most administrations. I think they wished it away that it wouldn't be the case, but it is the reality and has been a reality for a long time. So I just shrug my shoulders when I hear somebody from the administration say that. Okay, what news to me? Why is it news to you?
Well, indeed. Well, also, of course, the New York Times, I suppose, made a correction, an editorial note, as it were, saying that, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't have relied so much on the Hamas reports about what happened at the hospital. It's a tragedy in and of itself, but they went out and reported a bunch of stuff that Hamas told them, 500 people dead, Israel attacked the hospital, this kind of thing, and we saw what happened in the aftermath. But what do you think about that? And in conjunction with that, Representative Rashida Tlaib keeps tripling down on this Hamas hospital narrative.
Yeah, she even classing the Biden administration may be lying and covering up the truth on it. But, I for anybody, even we in the public, there's the evidence. You can take a look at it quite clearly. We know what it was. And some may have. I have not. I've just read the descriptions because, frankly, I don't need to see the videos of the horrific thing that the IDF provided the journalists to say, hey, and because they're hearkening back to the Holocaust deniers, that say, we don't, never again do we want the Holocaust, but never again do we want people to rise up and say, well, that was fabrication was made up. So they showed the horrific video, clip, and some of it just, it's horrifically inhumane. In fact, many Holocaust survivors looked at it and says, that is far worse than what, my memories serve for what I suffered under the Nazis. And so, to have to leave and, you know, I hear hints that maybe Tlaib and his squad have lost a lot of traction for this, but it's insane that it took this for them to lose any traction at all. But, you know, still, the leadership in the House of the Democrats and the leadership of the Democrats, they're not calling it out. They're not calling it down. It's amazing to me that we can't do that. And the New York Times has a long history going back decades, a century of being kind of, they started off as Holocaust deniers back in there. It's incredible that, so it shouldn't be a surprise there, but they are not they're not the news of record. And they haven't been for a very, very long time, but it's become readily apparent to us that they are what they are. They are not the news of record. They're fabricators of things that are not true and slow to reveal what is true.
That's right. The old gray lady, I suppose, as it were. Well, Kevin, sit right there because we're coming right back after this short break. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That is the number. Stay right there.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
All right, burn, baby, burn. That's what we're doing. We're turning and burning this morning. I think, what was that from Top Gun? Turn 'em and burn 'em, something like that. Well, whatever it is, we're doing it here in the overnight hours all across America, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We're glad that you're with us. We have so much more to tell you about, and we are excited. I'm excited. A lot of the messages that we get are just really positive, and I really appreciate it, and we're glad that you're there. We're making some new friends, by the way, out there. So if you're listening, for example, up on AM 920, The Answer, that's in Atlanta, Georgia, we're getting new people to call in from there and give me some messages from there. Of course, welcome to everybody listening on 101.5 KDON. That's in Las Vegas, and of course, I'm no stranger to Las Vegas. I'll bet people may just be walking down the strip right now, and it's going to be, I bet you it's crowded right now. People are going up in the Eiffel Tower, perhaps, there. And then, of course, if you're listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado, we want to welcome you, too. And, of course, we're going to get right back to our guest, U.S. Army retired Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we've also got a caller holding patiently on the line. Let's say hello to Kevin first, and then we'll take the caller. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel.
Hey, Kyle, before we take on the call, I just want to tell you, at the risk of being dismissed as a conspiracy theorist, I want to say that I believe that there are Kyle Warren, America's Third Watch operatives, that recorded me about 10 o'clock last night when I turned to my dog, Cat, and my wife, and I says, I don't know about you all, but I'm going to bed.
Well, yeah, and so you had almost exactly the same thing as we have Joe Biden saying that. That's right.
Precisely. I don't know, but somewhere there's some listening devices in my home for sure.
That's right. So is it you or is it Biden? Well, only we know. That's the thing. Only we know.
There you go.
Well, I tell you what, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, let's go ahead and take a call here. Line one, welcome to the program. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Backgammon Bob.
Hey, Backgammon Bob. Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Want to talk with the colonel. This thing over in Israel or Iran or like that, and also to some degree the same thing in Taiwan. We're over in Iraq. We're just headed into a big trap over here. It's going to be a long thing like Vietnam, except it's much going to be much worse because they're much more technologically advanced. They're backed by countries that are much stronger than they used to be, you know. And you're never going to win because Israel is never going to win because those people are just like a cult over there. The religion and stuff that they believe in is just basically all full bore on one thing. And the imams and the people that run that, until they get rid of those and stuff, it's just going to continue and continue. And we can't win over there. We're just going to get sucked into a big trap and may really be bad for us, you know. Anyway. And I think Europe needs to come in and step in a lot more than they are. All right. That's it, Captain. I mean, Kyle.
Thank you, Backgammon Bob. So what do you think? What do you think, Kevin?
Kyle, you know, conceptually, I can't disagree with BB there, Backgammon Bob. But he's, I mean, he's talking a new world order, but not the kind of leftist new world order we usually talk about. Waving a wand and saying, hey, here's a world where we don't have radical Islam extremists. We don't have imams calling for death and destruction of Israel and the United States. But that's leaping ahead. I mean, we got to take a look at this. And here's the clear thing right now. I'm not sure the degree to which the United States of America and the Biden administration is constraining Israel from doing it. I gotta believe that they are probably doing a little bit of that. But in the end, Israel always has been from day one of independence. Actually, for the millennia, that there's been Jews in that part of the world, which is historically that whole discussion about who was first. That's nonsense. Now, where are we at now? Well, where we're at now is that we have a nation of Israel with the Jewish people. The only place that they have that they can call where they can avoid the past, like the Holocaust and all that, never again, that was attacked in such a horrendous way by terrorists and Hamas, and preceding this and all that, we didn't have the Palestinians in control. Hamas called the shots. Hezbollah called up the shots. By extension, Iran and others that are complicit with Iran are the ones that are calling the shots. End of story. Mm-hmm. Just because we're blind to it doesn't mean that it was the case. And so I don't think Israel could be constrained to any great degree, regardless of what kind of pressure the United States tries to put on them. It's going to happen. And in the end, it's not going to happen quickly. And I'm not just talking about the fighting. And the fighting and the death will continue and it'll be in things. But it's going to take a MacArthur-style occupation of Japan to reinvent what Gaza is. And it isn't just a matter of eliminating Hamas. It's about reinventing, because eventually Israel will come out of that. They don't have an interest in staying there, right? But they can't just go in, do that, and say, okay, the work is done, we're out and go on. It can't happen that way.
Indeed.
They're going to have to reinvent what Gaza is. And it's going to extend to other places, West Bank and up in the north. They're taking out 150,000 more Israelis from the north. And those are very populated cities up there on the Lebanese border.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, we've got another caller hanging patiently on the line, and this is Aaron in 710 KNUS, the mighty 710. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, yeah, good morning there. You know, this hostage situation, Hamas is releasing hostages piece by piece, and of course, these hostages are just pawns in a dirty, filthy, evil, diabolical game, and they're just using these hostages to delay the inevitable. Yes, the Israeli military will take over Gaza. Just a matter of time, and then, you know, hearing the reports coming out of this corrupt White House, and it is corrupt to the core. Well, you know, Israel, you know, let's, you know, kind of hold back going into Gaza until you deal with this hostage situation. Well, I don't know how this hostage situation is going to turn out because I don't have a crystal ball. But whether they can get those 200 hostages out alive or dead or whatever is going to happen to it, it's inevitable. The Israeli forces will come in there. I don't know when they'll make that decision, but they will come in here. But anyway, Professor Politics, Sir Colonel, adios.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Of course, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS there in Denver, Colorado. And Backgammon Bob, I'm sorry, I think we lost you there. So if you want to call back, you're welcome to. A little fumble there. But, Kevin, what do you think about what both Backgammon Bob and there what Aaron was saying?
Yeah, Kyle, it's great to hear two familiar voices right there. Well, now she's right about a couple things. One, I hated to be a Debbie Downer. You know, we hope and pray that the 200-plus remaining hostages, Israeli and Americans, are released safely. But that's hope and a prayer. You know, even in a world that we have exercised free will and man could do evil, I'm not confident that in the end that we're going to see all the remaining hostages come out alive. It just won't happen because eventually the Israelis are going to have to go into Gaza in a big way. And I can't see these evil actors doing anything other than they're not going to just hold on to them and do that because the gig is up on them right there. They're going to murder them. They'll murder them in horrible ways. And the world needs to get ready for exactly that. She called the current administration corrupt. Corrupt, yes. But you know, the thing is there's always been throughout history, the bureaucracy in all administrations, whether it's Republican or Democrat, we've had bureaucrats, primarily the State Department, but as you can over into the Department of Defense and other folks that were New World Order kind of folks, kind of of apologists for America. They've always been there. But it started in the Obama administration where they started to surface and getting positions of greater authority. And Biden, because he is president, is so incredibly weak, they actually put in position at the very top. You know, not just spokesmen, but the, you know, our Secretary of State, our Chief of Staff, our Chiefs of Staff of the Services, folks that are, we say woke, but they're really weak in that they've allowed all these people that bubbled up during the Obama administration and that have now blossomed in the Biden administration. That's why you hear all this malarkey about, okay, yeah, but we got to remember that we got to tend to make sure that we don't have Islamophobia taking root. I don't see that. I haven't seen that. And of all things, you would think that given what we got folks like Tlaib, like, you would think if there's really a big at root of Islamophobia, that it would be going crazy. It would be like during COVID when all the leftists came out in the streets and crying out loud.
Indeed. Well, Kevin Wright.
Like the Democrats, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to you on Thursday. Thanks again. We're heading out to the break. Take care, sir.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Kyle.
Thanks, bye-bye. You too. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport and Emerson was arrested. Louisiana State Police are reporting 7 people were killed and at least 24 injured and 158 vehicles were damaged on Interstate 55 in Louisiana during a super fog event that left visibility near zero. The crash yesterday morning created an 11-mile backup. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you as we race across your radio dial and the overnights all across America. And so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thanks for spending some time with us. Because there is no shortage, I'll tell you this, there's no shortage of things to talk about. And so many things happening. And by the way, you know, obviously, I think the world is focused for good reason on what's happening in the Middle East. Those developments each day, you know, really do drive the events, the agenda. You've got these hostages that were released in Israel from Hamas. And that is, we're very thankful to the Lord for that. That's for sure. But if every single moment can bring a major development in that region, because right now, as we're 5:34 in the east in the AM, it is now 12:34 PM in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem in Israel, and so events, of course, continue to unfold. And so what we are going to see there, as you heard, just heard Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright talking about moving people around or moving out of the area in the northern part of Israel along the Lebanese border, the border with Lebanon, you know, Israel's perhaps anticipating something happening there and obviously having to be prepared for that. Now, of course, the hostage situation, that is paramount here. It's paramount not only for the Israeli government, but also for the U.S. government. And one wonders exactly what is being done behind the scenes. I heard one official the other day say, well, we've got to kind of figure out where they are. None of that sort of instills a lot of confidence. It's obviously a very fluid situation. But the idea that they are holding American hostages you know, I think, folks, that ought to be so anathema to them. It should be such an unthinkable thing as to take American hostages, because Americans have a very, very sore spot for hostage taking in that regard. You might recall back in the days with the Islamic Revolution in Iran, where the Americans were taken hostage and held for so long. In fact, and again, I think it's important to point this out, going back to the day, basically, that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated president, the hostages were on their way home. And as I recall, I believe he made that announcement later in the day. But they had to, the Ayatollah at that time, I think they had to realize that, wait a minute, we have a new sheriff in town. Something's fundamentally changed in the way that they are going to, the U.S. is going to interact with Iran and the Islamic Revolution, even in those, you know, for lack of a better expression, infancy days of that regime that came to power. And Jimmy Carter, President Carter, I don't think ill of him, and especially now, I think that the nation reveres him in so many ways, and I don't think he tried to do anything wrong on purpose. I think he had the right intentions. You know, even up to that day of the inauguration in 1981, Carter was in the Oval Office. They were doing everything they could. At least he didn't want to sort of get involved in all of the accoutrements of the day and this kind of thing. I think he's a good man. But the failure of the desert crash and so forth just added insult to injury. None of that was viable. But the hostages had to come home. And I think they looked at Ronald Reagan and they said, well, we've got a whole different deal here. We better release the hostages. So Americans don't like hostage taking. And I think they're looking to this president. And I think that it's a lot more feckless than the Carter administration. And I think the terrorists look at the current administration and they think, well, you know, we've got to, you know, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They're going to be asking Israel to take it easy. And so it just seems like we live in a weird, bizarre world at this point. Now, obviously, I think doing everything possible to get the hostages back without any further bloodshed would be ideal. But at the same time, these terror organizations, the leaders in Iran and Tehran that are running these terror organizations, literally at their beck and call, their proxy, they have to also get a healthy dose of being a little bit afraid, shall we say, maybe a lot afraid of what the Americans will do if they take hostages and they continue these attacks, especially on our ally, Israel. All right, little change of subject here. Bob, I mentioned this earlier about the bars of gold and the stacks of cash and all the stuff. Well, this from Washington Examiner. Bob Menendez pleads not guilty to acting as a foreign agent for Egypt. He pleaded not guilty in federal court on Monday to conspiring to act as a foreign agent on behalf of the Egyptian government. The second time in as many months, Menendez has had to enter a plea in response to a corruption-related charges. Menendez's appearance in court came as a result of U.S. District Attorney Damian Williams bringing a second indictment against the senator this month over allegations he violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act while he was serving as the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Goes on to say, Menendez and his wife Nadine were initially hit with three charges in September for allegedly engaging in a corrupt relationship with three businessmen. The couple allegedly accepted bribes that included hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. I have to laugh a little bit when I say this. Gold bars and a luxury vehicle and more. I mean, it's almost like a game show. Do you know what you could win if you just do business with these three business people and you look like a foreign agent for Egypt? You could win hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, gold bars, a luxury vehicle, and more. See, I always love that, and more. Like, I don't know. I got these bars of gold. I got a luxury vehicle. I got stacks of cash and hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's more. I guess it's all about more. All five co-defendants in the case and all already pleaded not guilty to the initial charges. Three of the co-defendants, Bob and Nadine Menendez, and one of the business people, Hannah, Walil Hannah, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, were also charged in the updated indictment with conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent, a violation of the FARA, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Nadine Menendez and Hannah, the businessman, pleaded not guilty to that charge earlier this week. Very interesting. So I don't know. I mean, I guess we all got kinds of problems, but one of the problems we don't have is how to explain. How to explain the bars of gold, the stacks of cash, the luxury vehicles, and more. See, I don't know. I mean, I guess as bad as things could get, you don't have the same problem that Senator Menendez does, at least in terms of answering these charges. Obviously, people are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But it's a very interesting sort of case, wouldn't you say? I think so. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call in for the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message, and if you'd like to opine in that manner. Well, and of course, also, meanwhile, that all this is going on, this according to the BBC, an annual report released by the Pentagon said basically that China has significantly expanded its nuclear stockpile over the last year and is now holding some 500 operational warheads, the U.S. has said. Their annual report released by the Pentagon also said Beijing hoped to double its arsenal to over 1,000 warheads by 2030. Okay, great. That's just great, isn't it? You know, the world is literally catching on fire, and Xi Jinping is trying to double the nuclear weapon arsenal that they have. But China said it remained committed to a, quote, no first strike, unquote, nuclear policy. Well, I don't know. Do you believe that? Hopefully that's something that that they would not do, obviously. But, folks, I'm just telling you this stuff to show that it's a pretty serious thing out there. And this presidential election, well, that's pretty serious in and of itself, isn't it? I don't know. How do you think Joe Biden is going to be able to fare with all of this? Good question. Stay right there. Final segment of the program coming up. We've got a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right, and we're listening to a little China Grove right there. Juby Brothers bringing us back in for the final segment of the morning here on the program, the Tuesday edition, the Tuesday live edition of the broadcast. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine, and head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to send me a direct message. And if you'd like to find out some more information about me, check out social media, Facebook and Twitter. We sure appreciate that as well. Well, talking about having the listener lines open, I think we got Backgammon Bob, who was called back for us this morning. Is that you, Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir. Just wanted to make clear on my comments the other time.
Sure.
Is that I'm advocating basically disengaging. We sent carrier groups and all that kind of stuff over there, and we should get out of that situation, because it's just going to be a quagmire that's just going to cost us a whole lot. And let Europe and stuff that's more in their area, let Europe take care of that mess to help if they can, and let Israel do their job, which I'm sure they will, because you're never going to get them out of there. And the other thing is, I wanted to, about China,
mm-hmm.
is that the nuclear stuff they're talking about, it doesn't matter whether they got 1,000 warheads, 500, or whatever. they know that if they hit us or anything like that, they can't stop us from hitting them back. And we've got all these submarines and stuff with missiles. And I think that we ought to move a lot of our nuclear stuff out of the United States, meaning missile bases and stuff like that, because it just gives anybody with a first strike intention, that's where they're going to hit. We've got our Columbia class submarines that are coming on, which they can't stop, they can't even detect and stuff, and move our move a lot of this stuff out of the United States. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that part of that buildup for the nuclear arsenal is for, like, you know, to say, look how we are strong, you know, we have this capability, you know, I don't know that they, I think in many ways like the Soviet Union of bygone days, that the Chinese government would not want to have, they don't want to be devastated. They know what a nuclear war really means. But I think part of it is building themselves up.
It doesn't take thousands of warheads to devastate you. It only takes a few hundred.
Right. Right. But back in the days...
It only takes a few hundred.
Right.
And as long as we've got one submarine, one of our submarines has like hundreds of nuclear warheads, because each 20-some missiles, each one has like 6 or 8 warheads.
Those are the MIRVs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's... And also, the one important thing was China has said they're committed to no first strike. Well, obviously, there's no guarantees, but I kind of believe them on that one.
Well, I don't think that they would precipitate it per se. Again, I think it's a posturing. I think it's, look, you know, we have parity, you know, with the West. And it goes to their whole mentality, I think, in Beijing of wanting to become the big superpower, the big influencer. And what they're doing in these different countries that aren't on the radar right now. I mean, we're talking Central America, South America, Africa, where they get these inroads, especially with their Belt and Road Initiative, that they're quietly building that. Go ahead.
I think much more important is our conventional forces, and the fact is that we are coming online with a lot of our conventional, which have a high technology. It isn't so much boots on the ground as it is the technical capability of your aircraft, your artillery, and all that type of stuff. And to some degree, like you said, the Navy and the number of vessels we have, but not, also the competency of our vessels. And our submarines in general, our submarines are by far the best in the world.
Oh, I completely agree. And it just really points out the fact that you have to always be prepared. You have to be on the technological frontier. You have to innovate, and you have to have their foes say that, well, we'll just have to recalculate. You know, we don't see a clear path forward to dominate. You know, we're going to have to take stock here. Indeed. Indeed. Well, back in and Bob. So yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure that you know that my position was clear on the Israeli state thing, because they we don't need another. That's going to be a super Vietnam if we get involved in it, and we're dealing with a whole different level of stuff than we were in Vietnam. Vietnam was a guerrilla war and all that. This other one, Iran has quite a bit of technology and stuff, and plus the other countries can ship in technology to them, and it can just be a quagmire that we just can't get out of. Let Israel handle it as best they can, you know.
What do you think about this, Backgammon Bob? What do you think that at some point somebody starts saying, well, Israel and Hamas and Gaza, you know, they can't really resolve this. We got to send in some UN peacekeepers. Do you think that could ever be in the offing?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
it would never get past the U.S. Obviously, would veto it. But I bet I wonder if they call for it.
I don't think. I think the UN is a joke. I don't even think we ought to be involved with them. We ought to kick them out of New York City. They're just a rubber stamp. They're just a rubber stamp for a lot of policies we don't believe in that are by countries that are our enemies.
It's a real weird kind of situation, isn't it? Well, back in
and
Bob,
also the other thing is, one last thing. One thing is the UN, as far as the UN goes, they're just a spot. They're just a place for a lot of countries to plop down spies. We don't need them in this country, and they're just a deficit to us. Not to mention the fact that they screw up a lot of New York City, a lot of those diplomats, they have diplomatic immunity. They commit crimes. They do a lot of stuff. Anyway, we can go down an endless road on that.
Right. Well, back in, and Bob, thanks for calling back. I appreciate it, and you have a great morning.
All right, bye.
Take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Yeah, and they get involved. They use their diplomatic immunity. And then I think they also probably double park a lot. And that's obviously, I think that's maybe even more infuriating, I think, to New Yorkers, I'm sure. But yes, the UN, at some point, we'll hear more about this. Obviously, nothing has really happened as a result of Ukraine. But the reason I even brought it up is there's this sentiment out there now, these protests against Israel and ostensibly, you know, practically rather, for Hamas, that somehow, you know, this is all justified. You know, Hamas is trying to fight off the oppressors, stuff like that. So at some point, is somebody going to at least raise the specter of, hey, maybe we ought to send in some, we ought to get the UN involved, and we got to, you know, do this kind of thing. I don't think it would ever really happen, but it could definitely, the mentality is there in order to try to make this look like some kind of unresolvable, you know, international crisis that, you know, there's, we don't really understand, you know, both sides are kind of at fault and that kind of stuff, where I do believe that the 84% of the people that we talked about earlier in the poll, that they understand that Israel, you know, was attacked, and they're on the side of Israel. The 16% are kind of on the side of Hamas, and you know, it's not funny, but it's we're laughing because it's of the absurdity of it all. And when you have, for example, you have Karine Jean-Pierre, and I think we have time for this as we head up to the top of the hour. Karine Jean-Pierre trying to make sense of the Harvard Harris poll showing 51% of 18 to 24-year-olds support the Palestinians. Let's listen in.
Against anti-Semitism. Of course. This is a president that you have heard me say is wants to protect communities, whether it's the Jewish community, the Arab American community, the Palestinian community. This is someone who is going to speak out against anti-Semitism, of course. But you're asking me, you were kind of conflating the two. You were asking me about protests, and you were asking me about this question.
When you talk to a lot of the protesters, you'll hear anti-Semitic comments.
And we're going to always denounce, we're always going to denounce anti-Semitism. But at the same time, people have the right to peacefully protest. But we, in this administration, are going to always denounce anti-Semitism, any form of hate, any form of hate, whether it's against the Jewish community, right, anti-Semitism against the Muslim community, Arab-American community, or the Palestinian. We are going to denounce any form of hate that comes towards those communities. As it relates to protests, peaceful protests, people have the right to do that, but this is an administration, obviously that's going to...
Well, and we're really glad that the administration would obviously do that. I think the much more, you know, sort of alarming thing is that 18 to 24-year-olds, 51%, you know, are against Israel. And this is really disturbing. Folks, what's not disturbing is that it's Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening. I hope that you go out there and make it a great day. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Go out there, make it a great day. Take care out there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.